Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he has to say. Hi SaneMane, Rishi Sunak has become the Prime Minister of the UK, and the soycock behavior in the West is highly troubling to see. Someone on a radio show in Britain pointed out that Britain was still 85% white, and that they should have a British Prime Minister. He was called a racist, shut down, and asked to celebrate diversity. On the other hand, in India, curry cells are celebrating that a curry became the PM of the UK. Videos of how curry cells are going to take over the world are everywhere here. They do make a valid point about how productivity of a country's labor determines its GDP growth, how declining demographics in the West will force them to import people. Curry cells here dream of emulating the World Economic Forum tool Rishi Sunak, to immigrate to take Western resources and women. How woeful things have changed. I pray a world war starts and people nuke each other. It's better than living in a world where I have to endure simps from India being celebrated as successful because they migrate to the West and smash some white girl, unquote. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You were the one that first pointed out to me that Indian men weren't just dreaming, but were actually dating white women in Canada and the West in general. That couple you mentioned saw the video request I made for you, and they said it was the strangest video anyone has ever made about them. As for why the West is importing Indian and other nationalities, it's about keeping up the nominal GDP numbers, through immigration of course, but in doing so it's dropping per capita GDP. That simply means more people in a given country grow the economy, because they need more phone services, housing, and food, so those sectors of the economy expand. But housing inflation goes crazy and as a result, Westerners will start leaving the West at some point. I know plenty of people leaving for Eastern Europe. The Indian people I know in Canada, many of them, move further and further away from the city of Brampton, which has the highest density of them in Canada. It was nicknamed Bramladesh back in the day. They move further away because they don't want to be in areas where there are high concentrations of people from their own background. They prefer being around people of European descent. As for the new Prime Minister of England, he might be gone by the time I release this video. He was appointed and is just an interim Prime Minister until the next election. If there was a general election today, he probably wouldn't win with 85% of the population being white in that country. It's like Kim Campbell, Canada's first and only female prime minister. She didn't earn the position, it was given to her. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key, if you want, through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype, for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Chetan is losing his mind as Indians celebrate one of their own as the Prime Minister of the UK Clown World Show. If Rishi Sunak is smart, then he's going to look around and see that there's no more North Sea oil to save the country with regards to energy. With high energy costs, he will actually not be in power come election day. I also think it's a good thing that Rishi is educated by the English in Africa. My family doctor is an Indian man from a former English colony and he's damn good. If I was an Indian, I would be more impressed if one of my own people invented something like the iPhone. Taking power over something that already exists is not something to be proud of. Just look at Sanjit Pattai from Google. He didn't start the company. He was just hired by its board of directors. As for Rishi, the only reason he's in power is because the last one ran away from the job because it was a mess. Pay close attention to when things get bad because women like Liz Truss, the UK's prime minister before Rishi, left after only 6 weeks. Some women are smart enough not to take the blame for a failed state, which is the position the UK is rapidly approaching. If things get really bad and Western countries start collapsing, Western men will start leaving and women will start giving up power to more minorities. And they will increasingly end up taking the blame when things do go wrong. Also, Indian people somehow think that the Western world is theirs for the taking. At least that's what you think. Most haven't realized that the same disease in the West that's destroying traditional marriages in countries has arrived in India too. The fertility rate in India is about to go below replacement, and then eventually crash. Western countries are going to have to basically compete for less and less Indian immigrants going forward. The UK, Canada, and Australia, the Commonwealth, basically figured out that they can import Indians and maintain power over them and basically keep their own way of life. But eventually Indians will demand homelands of their own in the West. If the West keeps doing these crazy immigration policies, it's going to balkanize and turn into a shithole in the end. But at least the boomers get to have a good retirement before that mess happens. I also think that nationalism is dumb and it's just big collective tribalism. It's an us versus them mentality. There are many times when Indian people actually improve a country they go into. For example, when I was in Fiji, the Indian people there were keeping the country's economy humming along. Without them, the natives would have a hard time keeping commerce going. As for the World Economic Forum, having Rishi as one of its members, Klaus Schwab's father was actually a Nazi. Chrystia Freeland, the Canadian finance minister, her grandfather was one as well. Yet very few people talk about that. The left calls everyone else Nazis because they might be using projection, it seems. I remember about 5 years ago watching videos from Muslims saying that they would come to the West and reproduce, and that's how they would take over. Now the Indian people are saying the same thing according to you, Chetan. But will their women do that, or will they want the taste of the good life instead of being a quote-unquote happy and good wife? China's population has also peaked, and next is India, then Muslim countries, and finally Africa. Eventually, as global population shrinks, we'll be living in a deflationary world where year after year the economies will be shrinking, and so will the populations. A good year will be one where the economy shrinks at a slower pace than the prior one. In a world like that, Bitcoin is essential because it was developed as a deflationary currency, and that'll be a deflationary situation. Every year its purchasing power on average is probably going to rise. But before any of what I said happens, governments around the world will do whatever they can to grow their populations. That means most likely banning MGTOW, and Tim Pool even thinks that the United States is going to ban abortion, and that's what's going to lead to this second American Civil War. The first one was fought over slavery, even though less than 5% of people owned slaves back then. A small percentage of women get abortions, but it's enough to inflame the white knights on the left to get militant on the right. So Chetan, you might actually get your wish, and WW3 might be happening shortly. All because women won't actually be able to get abortions. This idea of demographics, be it Indian people coming to the West and winning the demographics war, or other groups, will be the defining issue of our generation. The economy requires more souls to satiate its desire for infinite growth on a finite planet, with debt money keeping us all in bondage, except those that actually run the money printers and hold all the assets. But if populations fall, then they can't keep expanding credit, and the whole system we've had for the last few hundred years comes crashing down. Also, allowing abortion doubled the fertility rate in Romania when it was done back in the 20th century in the 1960s. I said before that China outlawing abortion would force America to do the same thing, and then a few months later, Roe v. Wade was overturned. America probably doesn't like the idea of China, India, or any other population rising while theirs is falling. In Eastern countries, abortions aren't as common, so banning them will have the biggest effect in developed nations. In India, there'll be tons of back-alley abortions if they aren't happening already. But in the West, doctors, of course, will lose their licenses if they try such monkey business. If you've ever been to India, you know there's tons of monkey business going on with the rampant corruption as well as literal monkey business with monkeys running from rooftop to rooftop. Between them and the free-range cows, it's like an open-air zoo. And no, I'm not talking about the bovine variety. The bottom line is India's birth rate is about to crash. I hope Indians enjoy their token English prime minister while he lasts. And if he's smart, he'll resign and save himself the embarrassment of defeat in the next election, as well as having to deal with the soon-to-be-failed nation that he's in the present day. Rising interest rates in America forced Britain to start raising theirs. And the price of their bonds was crashing so much because pension funds have leveraged themselves on so-called safe bonds. And as a result, were almost insolvent. So the Bank of England had to step in and purchase debt assets to keep the whole pension system and scheme from imploding. So they're probably going to have to start printing more and more money to buy assets, and that's what's going to create inflation and maybe even runaway hyperinflation. I wouldn't want to be the curry sole prime minister when that happens, because guess who will be blamed for everything? Of course, it's not going to be his fault, but Rishi Sunak could have actually made a great scapegoat for the country. I just hope he's smart enough to realize that and goes his own way from running Great Britain's governments. But I'm thinking he's going to stay in office long enough to take part in the corruption and make sure he's set for life. As for the guy that called into that radio show and was shut down for being a so-called racist, just remember that the majority of new immigrants in the West are here for the economic opportunities. Once those dry up relative to their home countries, they'll be very, very upset, and will either cause civil conflict, or they'll pack up and head home to greener pastures. Recently, I was driving around in Niagara Falls, Canada, and noticed that it's like the land that time forgot. The area is economically depressed like many of the towns and cities in this part of Canada. It's only the big cities that are cultured, where the people are sophisticated, and where the money is. I would bet you anything that Rishi Sunak is probably 10 times more cultured and sophisticated when compared to 90% of the local grown white population in the UK. Even most of the Indian people in Bangladesh seem more sophisticated than the white folks I saw last week wandering the streets of Niagara Farts. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many Indian men are seeing their dreams come true by smashing white women with a sub-200 body count fresh off the cock carousel. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Indian people that don't realize that Rishi Sunak is probably going to lose the next election away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.